And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the Vice Mayor of the Town of Prescott Valley, Laura Lee Nye.
And oh yes, it is Laura Lee Nye. And I'm delighted today to have the newly appointed chairman of the County Supervisors, Tom Thurman.
How you doing today?
And he just assured me that, yes, he's still covering District 2.
Oh, yes. A lot of hours in District 2, yes.
So what have you been up to in District 2, Tom? What's current?
Well, we've been giving flu shots away. We've been very fortunate. We're getting good turnouts on most of the communities within my district. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't understand what my district is, but basically it's a little finger in the Prescott Valley with Stone Ridge, and it goes through Dewey, Humboldt, Mayer, Cordis, Black Canyon City, Crown King, but also I have the bulk of square miles in the Verde Valley.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, so it's, as you can imagine, I'm everywhere. So,
well, I'm half of everywhere, and he's always where I am, so I know he does not speak falsehood.
No, I do a lot of hours. I guess this job could be fairly, you could probably get away with 30 hours a week, but I'm usually double that. So
I know. Don't you enjoy it when new people come into office and they're just so surprised at how many hours it takes to do their job?
Well, I'm sometimes depressed.
Yeah.
I enjoy my job. Don't get me wrong, but it is very intense, and it's like any job. You make it what you want to make it, and if you want to take it serious, as you do, we want to make a difference for the people that live out there. You know, we gotta put some time and effort in it.
You know, I have this wonderful thing I enjoy, and it's very corny to some people, but I have never, ever been in the situation where I had the opportunity to help so many people with so many diverse issues, and that has to happen to you as well.
That's exactly right. In fact, on my website, I actually have that on there. You know, I was a Rotarian. I did stuff with the church. I was the president of the FI County Contractors Association. I did a lot of things. I was the chairman of the Board of Planning, Zoning, and the commission, but the supervisory role, yes, we can make more difference than
right.
I ever could in any of those.
I have found it immensely satisfying. That's the reason I kept doing it. But guess what? It's that time when we have to get ready for a break.
Already? Oh, man. All right.
You're listening to Talk the Town Prescott Valley on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM, and a worldwide at KQNA.com. And we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. People ask me, Dave, why do you do those radio commercials yourself? For three generations, my family's been providing comfort through clean, burning propane in Yavapai County. I wouldn't want a stranger to tell you about our commitment to the community, our hometown values, or how we spent 67 years working to make life better for folks. Anyway, thanks for listening. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Fact. All bikes are not created equal. What's best for your Kawasaki isn't the same for your Harley, and Jesse's Pigpen knows the difference. They can help you avoid repair by just maintaining your bike. Jesse's Pigpen are proud to be a certified Harley technician, so you can trust that whether it's... or... you're good to go. Enjoy the ride, your ride, season after season with Jesse's Pigpen. Give him a call at 458-0456 or find him on Facebook at Jesse's Pigpen.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
In 1916, Auto Owners Insurance teamed up with local independent agents so customers could get fast, friendly, local service.
Bravo!
It worked so well, we decided to keep it that way. And 100 years later, we still do things the same way. By teaming up with local independent agents who deliver quality, personal service.
Thank you!
Some might call that old school. But then again, maybe everything old is new again. Kind of refreshing, isn't it?
This is Susan Morrison. Give us a call at 445-4600. Your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Vice Mayor of the Town of Prescott Valley, Laura Lee Nye.
Ah, yes, it is still Laura Lee and Tom Thurman. And Tom, before we go into Prescott Valley issues, which after all, this is a show about Prescott Valley,
yes.
But I wanted to be fair. Tell me what's going on with you in the county right now that you really are excited about and want to share with our listeners.
A couple things. One is we've been doing free flu shot clinics everywhere. And I'll just remind folks, from what I'm hearing from the health world, this flu this year is bad. So if you haven't got a flu shot, even if you don't like to think that the flu is going to hurt you, if you even come down with it, it's going to spread to other people. And so please get your flu shots. Secondly is, we're going to go back to the voter one more time. We crashed and burned twice over the last 6 years on asking for a half-cent jail tax, and we didn't pass, about building a new jail over here in on the Prescott side of the mountain. We've come to the opinion now, the board has, that we have what they call a jail district tax existing. There's a quarter cent jail tax right
forever
now.
Forever in place.
It's been in there for 20 years. Mm-hmm. It sunsets in 2.5 years. And so we were looking at, what are we going to do? Let's not bring up the jail anymore. Let's just get this extended. We are overpacked, if you will, at the jail already, but we're just going to let that settle. And we at least need to get the costs of running the existing jail, which, by the way, this quarter cent existing sales tax only pays for about half of the cost of running the jail. And so, as most folks have heard me before on this station, is about over 50% now of your property taxes goes to the criminal justice mm-hmm. system. It's yep. horrible. Well, you want that to even go up more. We're going to lose this tax to even go up more. And then county services will suffer horribly. And the state legislature, which we partner with you on flood control projects
right.
and library districts and all these things, they gave us the power to take money out of those districts to pay for things like this. And we're going, really? We're going to close libraries? We're going to quit doing flood control
no
projects?
Way.
No way, Jose. And so, I just go back, we need at least this quarter cent extended for another 20 years. We'll worry about talking about a jail later.
I think there's a lot of wisdom in that plan, and I'm highly supportive of it because tax is just a word that sets people beyond.
It does.
Beyond insane. And to extend isn't going to be as difficult as
you've already been paying it already.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
And by the way, that'll be March. It'll be the second Tuesday in March of 2018, which is six months away.
Well, it's my turn now.
Okay.
What am I excited about? I am excited that the bankruptcy issues over the event center or Finney, and we now, I proudly say, the town of Prescott Valley owns the event center, and it's saved, and I couldn't be happier. And guess what? Right now, as we're talking, they're laying down the second layer of ice for NAU hockey.
Yeah, all right.
And on top of that, the Northern Arizona Suns, I'm going to give you a test. When is the first game?
I mean,
it's November 4th, fella.
All right. I thought it was in November. I wasn't sure which day.
And I'm so excited about it. I didn't get to go as many games as I wanted to last year, but I a couple of times got hoarse from all my enjoyment.
Oh, I went a few times too, and I had a great time. They won one of them, and they lost a couple more. But yeah. Hey, the Cardinals aren't doing so good either. But you know, I still like watching the game.
Well, here's how I figure it. Those young men have more to prove than the pros. They jumped higher and they ran faster than I've ever seen play in the pros. And I'm a forever Suns fan.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So if you want to see some hungry, talented, dare I say, good-looking guys, go for it, ladies and gents. It's really exciting. Okay. Now, we have some serious stuff we want to get into. Do you know who Mike Rowe is?
No.
You don't? Well, he's a radio and television personality.
Mike Rowe here.
Yeah. And I think I don't remember the exact name, but it was the Dirty Jobs TV show. He'd go in and he'd do the dirtiest jobs anywhere.
Sometimes sounds familiar, yes.
Wasn't even America. Well, Mike Rowe has been telling us for about 5 years that America was in trouble. And the reason we're in trouble is because we aren't training plumbers. We are not training electricians. We are not training carpenters. How do you think that's affecting us? Because we know for a fact that we're in trouble right now for lack of work.
And I can bring up the past. I used to be the president of the Yavapai County Contractor Association. A lot of people were complaining in the old days about E-Verify on getting green cards and things on a lot of these folks, and that there was a lot of illegals that were coming up here working in the construction industry. And I can tell you, as far as my construction company went, we never hired any illegal. We always checked. But if it wasn't for the Latino population, I would not have had enough folks to build a house. That's how busy it was then. Then the recession hit and everything died. But I call it a depression in the construction industry.
Absolutely.
But now it's back again almost where it was in 05. And so there's just not enough workers. Not everybody's made for college. You know,
and Mike Rowe has been preaching that for many years. And in my family, we had young people that went to technical college. And, of course, we have a fine one right here in our own area, that we should be encouraging students that don't have that academic need, I'll call it, but they're gifted. They have talents that
need to utilize. JTEDs in high school? Unbelievable.
Yes.
Yeah, right. I completely agree. And Yavapai College is really, they just hired another director on. I met him today. And I'm going to tell you, he comes from Pennsylvania, and he sees what's going on around here, and he understands that not everybody is college material or even want to be college
material. Are you talking about Rodney?
Rodney, yes. Oh, I met Rodney. Nice guy.
I am so impressed with him.
Yeah, yes. And so I have high hopes that Yavapai College can get in here and start doing some of the needs assessments that we have for being able to hire people and train those folks that
I've been frustrated with our state because they haven't put enough emphasis or focus on technical training. And now, right here in wonderful, marvelous little Prescott Valley, we're hurting for it because we don't have the available workforce.
Right. And it's tough. I've heard contractors say, I'd love to build your home, but it's going to be a year out.
Yeah.
Well, people are going to, they're not going to wait that long, you know.
Well, it's interesting, as you already know, there's no longer any need for our builders and our developers to build spec homes because they're all
they break ground, they sold it ahead of time. Yeah,
they sold it ahead of time.
Yeah.
But people are having to wait longer and longer and longer. And there's other issues we'll go into after we have our next break. But I'm concerned about a lot of things. One of the things we have to think about, too, we'll talk about in our next segment, is workforce housing.
That's another one.
Biggie.
That is.
And we better get serious about it, and we better be doing something immediately. No more talking. We've got to doing.
Yes, we have to. And in fact, I had a meeting again with Yavapai College today in the Verde Valley of all the programs that they have over there. And they got a great viticulture program. They have a hospitality program now, culinary, and not one room for students to live in.
Yep.
And I don't know if you've seen it here in Prescott Valley. We've seen it in Prescott. We see it in the Verde Valley. It's just, you can't hardly find a place to rent. And when you do find one, it's pricey.
It's one of the reasons we're building so many apartments in Prescott Valley. Well, you are listening to Talk of the Town Prescott Valley on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and worldwide at QNA.com. And we will be right back.
Celebrate rock and roll Halloween weekend at Cliff Castle Casino with Kiss Army, the coolest band in the world. Kiss Army takes the stage Sunday, October 29th at 7 p.m. in the Dragonfly. When it comes to recreating the original Kiss concert experience from the 70s, there can only be one Kiss Army. Don't miss your chance to see the international Kiss tribute phenomenon. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for information on all the Halloween fun at Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Seems like everybody's talking about pricing and not enough about quality.
Yeah, do you go to the brain surgeon that gives you the best deal or the one that does the best job?
Well, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing isn't brain surgery.
Oh, yeah? Have you looked inside a furnace lately?
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Excellent workmanship at a fair price with Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Call 772-2751. Don't settle. Get Gettle's. 772-2751.
A warranty forever. Yes, you heard that right. Hi, folks. It's Danny Sampson here at Little Dealer Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley. You know, RV manufacturers only offer a 1 or 2 year warranty at most. Little Dealer Little Prices is the only dealer in Arizona offering a forever warranty. That's right, a lifetime warranty at no extra charge to you. Now, that's peace of mind. Come see why Little Dealer Little Prices is the dealer that sells more towable RVs than any other dealer in the state. Located at Highway 69 and Truewood Drive in Prescott Valley. Little Dealer Little Prices. Big on selection, really big on saving you money.
Like a trusted friend, the Breast Care Center at YRMC is here for you. Compassion, support, strength. These are the qualities you look for in a trusted friend. These are also the same qualities you will find at the Breast Care Center at YRMC in Prescott Valley. State-of-the-art diagnostic tools, expert care coordination, health education, and support programs are only the beginning. They're combined with a compassionate, caring staff and a private, warm, and comfortable environment. We even have an on-site patient navigator whose focus is to help you with every step of your healthcare decision-making. Choose the Quad City leader for advanced breast care services, including digital mammography, breast MRI, and ultrasound. The Breast Care Center at YRMC, your trusted friend in healthcare. Call 442-8900 or visit yrmc.org.
The friendly is placed to dine on Highway 69. The food is so divine.
The Audie's family.
The wait staff is delightful. They're fast and so insightful. You're sure to end the night full.
The Audie's family.
So do yourself a favor. Have dinner with your neighbor. We've got your favorite flavor.
The Audie's family.
Audie's, the place to dine on Highway 69. Ooh.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Vice Mayor of the Town of Prescott Valley, Laura Lee Nye.
Well, we are back, and we thank all you listeners. We hope you're listening to what we're sharing with you, because it's a deep concern for both the supervisor and I, because we're a booming county, and Prescott Valley and Prescott are in deep need of some of these work people we're talking about. So go ahead and expound on what you were
it's the Quad Cities. Well, it's in the Verde Valley too. Construction has come back. Our levels at the county for permits aren't quite as high as they were in 03 to 06, but they're almost there. It's very, very difficult right now. I'm hearing from some of my contractor friends that they could take more work on if they had the employees, the workforce, to be able to do it. And so they're hesitant on doing that. And the other thing is another concern is on this workforce housing. How can anybody make $10 or $12 an hour and expect to rent a place for $1,500 a month? You can't make ends meet.
No, and even two wage earners in the family can't.
It's really, really tough. And that's where I go back to when I was in the construction business. If I had a plumber that wanted a job, or a framer, or somebody that wanted a job, of course you pay them on how their experience is. I had so many people come to me and told me they had all kinds of experience, and then when I really tested them, they did not. Mm-hmm. They lied to you. So you got to test each person on their own. But if we had these classes at Yavapai College, and with that, have the businesses join with Yavapai College, so it's kind of a partnership to create a class for being a plumber or being a heavy equipment operator or whatever. But again, we go back to there's only so many apartments available. Now, the negative side of this, the big city calls them the projects and all that. That is not what we're saying here at all.
No, not at all.
The negativity, throw that out the window. What we need to do, and not necessarily does it have to be backed by the U.S. government to get in there and do it for less money, like the USDA does some of their programs. But we need, I'm hoping and hearing lately, we need investors to go into an area and have nicer apartments that people are proud of, that they take care of, that isn't $1,500 or $2,000
exactly
a month. It's got to get down to $700, $800 a month.
And we have three such projects that one of them we've already broken ground on, and I don't know when we're going to break ground over on Navajo, but we have high hopes that that will come to fruition. And we just flat out need everything you just stated. And it isn't just workforce issues. What about me? I'm old, people. I'm sassy, but I'm old. What if I wanted to get out of my house? I can live about half of the cost in my house than I can an apartment. What sense does that make for the elderly who need less work, less space to take care of? So we have multiple needs for housing that is in a reasonable cost range.
Good luck on that one. My mother unfortunately passed away at Christmas, and she was 92. She had a good life. But it was very difficult to find. We took care of her as long as we could, mm-hmm. but her health, degraded. And to try to find a place that was less than $7,000-$8,000 a month was just about impossible. We ended up having to take her to a home in Phoenix, where it was half the cost. And so that we've got to get that here. We've got to make it so people, all the way from birth to passing away, they have to, that whole gauntlet of life has to be right here.
Yes.
It, from the hospital to the great schools, and we got some of the best great schools there are in the Prescott Valley and Prescott area, all the way through the employment, the education, the employment, to the retirement, to the senior apartments. I mean, we have it here, but it's still a little pricey. We got to get it down.
It
a little
is.
More.
Just because I was curious, and I like, since I'm an elected official, I like to stay well informed, and I need to understand what the issues are. So I took my own circumstances and I took them out there with that data. I can't make a move. It is impossible. And I was excited when I moved here, so I bought a little hillside, excavated hillside, so I don't have level property. Well, guess what? The legs aren't what they were when I moved in there.
Unfortunately,
And so I put myself in the position of all elderly women and men, and we don't have anything much for them.
Well, you know, my mother used to live in one of the apartments near the hospital here.
Right.
And they are a USDA-backed thing, so so it depends on your income. And and so she got in there, very executive, nice senior apartments. I mean, they, you would go, you would think it was $2,500 a month.
They
are very, very nice. I think you know where I'm talking about.
I do know. We won't advertise for them, but we do know.
We know where that gate is. And so, but after a point, you had a waiting list of over a year for her to get in.
Yes.
There's just, there's nothing available.
I did this little act I just shared two months ago. Try 2.5 years.
Ugh.
In a couple of places I might manage to afford, 2.5 years. Where are all those people, and why aren't we taking care of them?
That's right. Where are they going?
Yes.
Well, they're not staying here.
Yes, they're not staying here.
You know, and we can't fix everything for everybody and every demographic that there is, but we're going to try. I know you do. I know I do. We try to do the best at what we have. I always remind people that this county is almost exactly the same size as the whole state of New Jersey.
Yeah.
Which has about 5 million people in it. And we don't have the population of Gilbert, you know. And so it's very tough to manage all of that. But I'm going to tell you right now, Prescott Valley has done a fabulous job on what they've been doing. Prescott is, we're talking about growth now going out, heading towards the north and heading towards the airport.
Justifiably so.
Right. And some of the aerospace type of technologies coming in here to create some higher paying jobs. If we can get some workforce in the construction industry, those are higher paying jobs. I mean, a good carpenter is making $25 an hour. That's nothing to sneeze at, you know.
Well, I have a startling thing serving on the West Chippewa Guidance Center Board. We're having difficulty getting nurses. That's another shortage. We pay $65 and $67 an hour for traveling nurses. We're having to depend on traveling nurses. So my point is, we're talking about shortages in workforce. There's another shortage.
I heard an ad on the radio today in Flagstaff, Coconino County, at their jail needs a nurse, and they start you at $56,000 a year to $70,000, depending on your experience. I'm going, they're paying that in the jail. That's how much need, and that's a great program, again, that we have, is the nursing program here in Yavapai County. I mean,
yes, we do, and it's only going to get better because Yavapai College understands and has really stepped up to the plate. As you know, they're centralizing that program here in Prescott Valley, and the space is under construction, and it won't take real long, and I won't give any dates because I have no idea what their completion dates are. And now that we've talked about the shortage of workers, it's probably going to take longer than what I was even stated.
Well, it's a chicken and the egg thing. You know, the jobs are there. The workers need training.
Yeah.
No workforce housing. It's where do you aim first to try to solve the problem, really? And it's really a three-legged stool that needs to be slid over and done right away.
We aren't aiming to upset people or concern people. We're here trying to inform people.
Absolutely.
These are issues we must solve.
Growing pains.
Yes, growing pains, and we have to work together to solve them. And we will go into a little detail about that because we know some programs NACOG has, and we can talk a little bit about that. So
NACOG, Northern Arizona Council of Governments.
Thank you.
Federally funded.
You're getting your dollars back, people. Well, I think it's time I said to you, you're listening to the Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and worldwide at kqna.com. And yes, we'll be right back.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
No matter what time of year it is, pests are always in season. Truly Nolan Pest Control offers a thorough approach to year-round pest control. That's right, no tags required. Bug behavior changes depending on the time of year, which is why Truly Nolan developed a proactive program for each season. Truly Nolan also uses a series of high-quality, environmentally conscious materials and offers a 100% money-back guarantee. Call Truly Nolan Pest Control at 775-4261 or visit online at trulynolan.com.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Someone asked me how people would know from our name that we sell a huge variety of food for pets and barnyard animals. I thought for a little bit and said, the food we sell is just part of what we do. And although we have an incredible amount of high-quality pet foods, feed for barnyard animals and the wild birds, the resulting health of your animals is our main reason for being, our mission. That's why we call ourselves Olson's for Healthy Animals. When you walk into Olson's, you should know that you're not just going to get food, but also the comfort that what you purchase will be healthy for your pet or barnyard buddy. We've been doing this for 38 years in North Central Arizona with our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. We'll also take your purchase out to your vehicle, and we welcome special orders. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals. The health of your animals is our mission. Go to olsonsfamily.com for the location of the Olson's store nearest you.
The hassles of property management can leave you frazzled. Lengthy background checks, bad tenants, interpreting landlord-tenant laws. At Top Notch Property Management and Sales, we're experts in property management, from marketing and tenant screening to lease negotiation and timely rental payments. Top Notch knowledge and expertise, along with 28 years of real estate experience, will take the hassle out of property management so that you can enjoy being an owner and not a landlord. Discover why we're top notch. Give us a call, 772-4801, or online at topnotchprescott.com.
The long and winding road.
Remember that thing called curb appeal? That's exactly what Prescott Dirt gives you. No, we're not talking about dirt. We're talking about beautiful flagstone or paver walkways that lead to your door. I'm Sam from Prescott Dirt, and we are now the only retail outlet in Northern Arizona of beautiful Pioneer pavers for your yard, patio, or walkway. See our displays of Pioneer pavers at both our Prescott and Prescott Valley locations, and we'll rock a new look for your landscape. See for yourself at PrescottDirt.com.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. The Prescott Valley Police Department has new high-risk policies in place.
25 years ago, the Prescott Valley Town Council adopted a series of general orders to replace the police department's policy manual. The department has expressed a desire to go back to the policy manual format. High-risk policies no longer matched up to the manual, so council has adopted new policies. Police Chief Brian Jarrell says review of these items is an ongoing effort.
We contracted with a company out of California called Lexipol, who specializes and their expertise is in the development of law enforcement policies. They also then establish subject matter experts in any particular state that develops policies particular to that state, so in this case, Arizona.
Jarrell explains there's a problem with requiring council action.
If I recognize there's changes that need to be made to policy, I can't implement them. I have to go through the process of submitting it to an RFCA or request for council action. Then they have to review it, and then they have to give their approval, and then we get to implement it. So it delays implementation.
The high-risk policies cover such items as use of force, vehicle pursuit, search and seizure, as well as others. Those individual policies and changes can be viewed by going to the Prescott Valley website, navigating to Town Council Meetings, then clicking on and scrolling through the October 12th meeting agenda. This is Russ Edwards reporting.
With Christmas just a couple of months away, the lights are going up at the Prescott Valley Civic Center. Town of Prescott Valley officials say Public Works crews will be working now through November to put up the lights. The Civic Center will officially be lit up on December 1st. In addition to the lighting, the Winter Light Parade and the Create a Tree display will also take place. Organizations, businesses, and schools are invited to submit their unusual trees that will be displayed throughout the Civic Center from December 1st through January 2nd. Applications are being accepted now through November 17th. For more information, visit the Town of Prescott Valley's website, pvaz.net. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Mostly clear tonight, partly sunny tomorrow with a chance of overnight showers. Mostly sunny through the work week. Expect an overnight low of 49 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 76 tomorrow and a high of 75 on Thursday. 50 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Wednesday and Thursday of 86. Talk of the town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and at 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
It's 2017 model year closeout time at Lamb Nissan in Prescott, and the savings are up to 25%. This is Ed Walsh for Lamb Nissan. Nissan has piled on the incentives to close out the 2017s, and right now you can get a brand new Nissan Sentra for just $14,381 after a 25% discount. How about America's number one selling sport utility vehicle, the Nissan Rogue? With Nissan's year-end incentives, you can get a new Nissan Rogue for just $19,998. That's a brand new sport utility vehicle for less than $20,000. Come see why so many people from Phoenix drive to Prescott to buy a car from Lamb Nissan. We save you money and we make it easy to get a great deal. Lamb Nissan in Prescott. We're here to serve.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. People ask me, Dave, why do you do those radio commercials yourself? For three generations, my family's been providing comfort through clean burning propane in Yavapai County. I wouldn't want a stranger to tell you about our commitment to the community, our hometown values, or how we spent 67 years working to make life better for folks. Anyway, thanks for listening. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Vice Mayor of the Town of Prescott Valley, Laura Lee Nye.
Indeed, it is I, and Tom stuck it out. Tom Thurman,
for
chairman
you,
of, so he's
for
still
you
here.
Anything, baby.
Well, Tom, in the last segment we were expressing all of our concern for lack of workforce housing. But you know, the other thing that goes hand in hand with not having skilled workforce is, how do we develop skilled workforce? What are we going to do about that here? What is your thoughts on that?
Well, we have multiple agencies right now trying to address that issue. We have, of course, Goodwill now is looking to help folks get jobs. But we have the one-stop center on Marina Street at NACOG, and Northern Arizona Council of Governments. And what that is, an agency basically created by the federal government, funded by the federal government.
Your tax dollars, people.
That's right. And anyway, they do a fabulous job. I think a lot of people don't realize how intense Northern Arizona Council of Governments is. But we have roads. Here in on the Quad City area, we have what they call SIMPO, which is essentially Yavapai Metropolitan Planning Organization. On the Verde side, and the bulk of Northern Arizona is NACOG, and they do the transportation part of that. Also, they do area agency on aging,
and they are
fabulous,
incredible.
Yes.
So few people understand the valued multiple services available there.
Through NACOG.
NACOG.
Also, rehabilitation up to $6,000 on getting homes to where they're efficient as far as windows, thermopane windows, the heaters if they need replaced. There's a program there for that. The Head Start program is also ran by NACOG, which you are the chair, and I'm on the executive committee with that.
That's a heart-tugger one, isn't it?
It's you know, and a lot of people say, well, they're not any smarter by sixth grade, you know.
Well, they're wrong about that.
But you know what else, though, I like about it? You can't have your child in there unless the parents are part of the program. And so it's not just helping the child, it's helping the family. And that's the real positive I have with that program.
You know what, Tom, I don't know if I've ever shared this in front of you. I'm sure I have because we've been together so often at so many public meetings. But Prevent Child Abuse did a study about 4 years ago through a college, which I know, or university, which I no longer remember which one, and having to do with abuse. And they discovered that the families of Head Start had a much lower percentage of abuse,
yes,
domestic violence.
I wouldn't doubt it.
And when they did the study to find out why, it's because we don't just look after those children and enrich their lives. We support those parents.
Right.
We assist them. We encourage them to get an education.
It's not just a babysitter.
And they have the family has a support system in Head Start, which you're very aware of.
And my mother had a couple of master's degrees, and one of them was in special ed. And she she worked in a lot of schools around here as a teacher, but she ended up being the head of special education for the Mayer School District. And her and I used to talk all the time about a Head Start, and she completely disagreed with what a lot of these people say.
Oh, they're so ill-informed.
They're totally ill-informed. She says, oh, no, those children, those formative years, you know, from 2 years old to 7 years old is paramount that they have some education. And unfortunately, a lot of these families don't. I mean, a lot of them come from drug families. A lot of them come from domestic violence. I mean, there's a lot of things. But anyway, NACOG on the one-stop program, if you need a job or you need to be educated for a job, or if you're an employer that needs an educated employee, go to NACOG's one-step program. Terry Drew and the folks over there on Marina Street in Prescott,
will
bend over backwards working with you. In fact, there are programs that you can hire an employee and we'll pay for half their salary.
Listen, in the downturn of the economy, the town of Prescott Valley took full advantage of that. And that dramatically helped us through the downturn of the economy. And let me tell you, when we were able, we hired some of those people.
Sure. And I've done it. The vets have a program too. So if you can hire a vet, or if you need someone that go through NACOG, great program. Now, it doesn't pay for half of the life of the employee. Typically, it's 2 or 3 months. You know,
right.
It's a probation period kind of thing.
It's a limited time frame, but it really made a difference for us. And you know what? These people are so well screened. They wanted to be on that job.
Yes.
And every department we hired them in, we dreaded it when the contract was up and we couldn't hire them.
and also it screens out the people that are there just to get on unemployment and things like that. I mean, I hate to be negative, but there are a part of society that doesn't want to work.
They take advantage.
You know, if they can get unemployment and they get food stamps and they get free health care, why would they want to go to work? You see what I'm saying? And it becomes, unfortunately, a nanny society, and it is what it is. But I have to have pride in what I do, and most of the folks that I work with that I know, they do too.
Absolutely. And NACOG, as you already stated, and it's worth repeating, they filter that out beautifully.
Yes, they do.
They do.
You get some quality employees coming out of NACOG.
And we're proud to be on that board, aren't we, Tom?
Went up many. Well, Laura Lee and I used to fight who was on more boards. But I've slowed down a little bit. And I think
So have I.
Yeah.
Well, let's get back to our main topic. And you and I know we talked about the lack of workforce. What's going to happen with the lack of building materials? And what's going to happen to the cost as a result? We'll only pick on one hurricane, Harvey, because we already have a lot of data and information how that's affecting us here.
And you know, unfortunately, you look at some of those Caribbean islands. I mean, they were destroyed, basically.
Yes.
And so they're going to need a lot of lumber to replace those. Then again, Harvey coming up, going in and out of Florida and going up through the southeast of America, and then the multiple other hurricanes and tropical storms that we've had. Look at Texas again. Look at look what Houston went through. You know, we talk about having, you know, 8 or 10 inches of rain. They have 8 or 10 feet of rain, and so all this has been destroyed. People got to understand, and I've been trying to preach it to all my contractors friends. If you're bidding a job today, and by the time you do all the preliminary things that you have to do to get the permit and then finally get to break the ground, sometimes that's 2 months, sometimes it's 3 months. Don't be signing contracts that you don't break ground for 3 months, and then you finally a month later get to order the lumber. You could be 4 months out. I'm going to tell you what, folks, 4 months from today, we could see lumber go up at least 25% to 40%.
Well, my understanding,
if you can get it.
Yes, that's where I was going to go.
Yeah.
My understanding is there's already a shortage at any price.
Yes.
Is that true?
That's exactly right. My son is still in the business. I've been out of it now since 05, but my son's still in the business. He says, Dad, you won't believe what we pay for a sheet of plywood today and what we pay for a stud. Even at Home Depot, it's gone through the roof. And so so we just want to warn folks that I'm always worried about the industry, that
right.
We don't want people to, you know, we don't want people to make an ungodly amount of money on a house, but then on the other side, we don't want people going in the hole either, and because you go bankrupt doing that. It doesn't take very many of them. So we want a healthy economy. We want a healthy construction system, and just be careful, because this it's so volatile right now.
Okay, how is that? I'm sorry, I've got a froggy. How will that directly affect us here in Yavapai County?
Oh, huge. With all the construction that we see going on with the bigger subdivisions and also the custom home business and businesses, period, we're doing well. I know, I don't know what the numbers are out of Prescott Valley, but I know the numbers in the county are insane, and put it to you that way. And so I'm just trying to be careful to tell everybody that don't think you can do something for X. You're going to see things. And in fact, our own engineers at the county lately, you know, we try to use the engineers' guesstimate, if you
right,
will, on a project.
Right.
So they'll guesstimate, well, this will cost $1.27 million. And then it comes in at 1.5, and everybody's going, what the heck's going on? How come you're so far off? Things change that fast.
Okay, so how soon will we see that cost increase hit Home Depot and Lowe's?
It's already started. They're already worried.
All right.
And so that's already starting to go up, just as it did, if you remember, on gasoline when they thought all the derricks and everything out there were going, oh, the price went out immediately.
That was a quick curve, though.
Yeah, that's kind of fishy. But they're already doing it. And I would say that for the next year, be careful.
So if you have a home project in mind, you better go get your materials now. Is that what you're saying,
Tom? And you
Tom?
Can do that. You can do that. And I know the town and I know the county. You can actually do the buy the property, and you can store that stuff on there and lock it up with chains as much as you can. But, you know, or at least get it earmarked from the lumber companies that this is
at a
set price, and that you would be taking delivery hopefully at a set time.
Okay. So with all of our commercial and industrial and residential building, we're going to be hit, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
We're going to have to deal with that.
And unfortunately, you know, in the old days, it worried me back in 03, 04, 05, 06, that a three-bedroom, two-bath home was going to hit $300,000. You know, I mean, in Southern California, that same house is $500,000, but it was going to hit $300,000 here, and that would make it so our younger families could never afford to buy a home, and it becomes cost prohibitive. We haven't hit it that bad yet, but unfortunately, this area has become very popular. I'll tell you, I had a job I had to go look at in Seligman for the county, and then I own a piece of property down by Kingman, and I hadn't been there, so I took my private car and went over that way on old 66 outside of Seligman, and out of probably the 100 cars I saw coming the other direction, 95% of them were California plates.
Right.
Why would anybody want to live where these fires are, where the smog is, where the crime crime is, where the earthquakes can happen. Then the other flip side is, why would you want to live where it floods all the time with the 9 feet of rain and the hurricanes
right.
and the destroying of all these things and tornadoes? And on the Northeast, with it so cold, it's miserable. I wouldn't want to go to Texas now if I was going to retire. I wouldn't want to
go to Florida. I wouldn't even go to Florida, yeah.
No. So where are you going to go?
Okay, well.
Here.
Guess what? We already have people that have moved here, and they want the bar put up across the road.
Yeah. That's it. We can take that back to the Native American, actually, you know. But it is what it is, and we love it here. We really do. I mean, we don't want to spoil it. I don't like this boom-bust type of economy either.
No, well-organized, well-planned, right. growth plan.
Thank you. And no planning is bad planning in my book. But we are within an hour's drive of a municipality of right. 5 million people. And so...
So am I out of line to tell you, get ready, folks, an influx is most likely headed to Yavapai County.
I hate to say it, but I think so too. And that's another whole story we can talk about is water. That's another whole one.
Well, we've had that meeting once, and I'll let the folks here at the station know. Guess what? We're going to have it again after the first of the year. You're listening to Talk of the Town Prescott Valley on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, Nanny 95.5 FM and worldwide at KQNA.com. And yes, we'll be right back.
We're the Gettle Brothers
from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Hey, Ted, it's hunting season.
Yeah, Adam, I know. It's always hunting season. No, I'm talking about people hunting for the right place for heating and air conditioning service.
Well, that's easy. Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
I get the point.
And we fix and install all makes and models.
And we aims to please.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Keep your temperature on target with Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Log on at GettlesHDM.com. Now offering plumbing repair and service. That's GOETTLS.
The friendliest place to dine on Highway 69. The food is so divine.
The Augie's family.
The wait staff is delightful. They're fast and so insightful. You're sure to end the night full.
The Augie's family.
So do yourself a favor. Have dinner with your neighbor. We've got your favorite flavor.
The Augie's family.
Augie's, the place to dine on Highway 69. Ooh.
Much like the weather, your life could change at the drop of a hat. Don't be caught unprepared. You don't know what will happen tomorrow, but no matter what happens, you can make sure your loved ones are provided for with a life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance. Meet with a local independent agent and secure a policy now to rest easy knowing you're protecting the ones you love.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp deals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 18 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Vice Mayor of the Town of Prescott Valley, Laura Lee Nye.
Hello, we're so glad that you were listening to us. We're counting on you out there. Well, we're winding down, Tom. What final wisdom or information would you like to share? And then I'll end it up and say goodbye till next month.
You bet. I want to remember or remind folks that our property tax rate here has been in check pretty well for over a decade now. And the only thing we really went up at the county was with the flood control district. And you can imagine the amount of floods we've had this year has just wiped us out. And so we're having to bump that up a little bit. It's very, very little. $4 for $100 worth of $100,000 worth of assessment. So it isn't that much. But it's well needed. And as we alluded to earlier, we share that with the municipalities too. And Prescott Valley's done a great job on their flood control system.
I know. And I get to say, Prescott Valley doesn't have that particular
tax. No, but that's
why
we share.
We don't have a property tax.
However, though, where we are improving Sunset, you know.
Yes.
And
big time.
Oh, and Sunset needs it so badly. I see women pushing their baby strollers down there and everything, and it's just so dangerous. But the biggest, believe it or not, half the cost of that road getting improved is the flood part of it.
It is the flood part, which we're sharing.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I will end with this, and I do this on a lot of my speeches. You know, we have problems all over in the United States, and we have problems here in Arizona and in Yavapai County. But, you know, we're working on keeping them to a minimum, and it's still, the United States is still the best country to live in the world by far.
Hurrah!
Arizona is still the best state to live in by far. Yavapai County is still the best county to live in by far. And so, you know, I just remind folks that a lot of us that aren't retirees, we work to live here. We don't live to work here.
That's
big
right.
Difference. And so just hold on tight. Things will be fine, and don't listen to everything you hear on the media coming out of Washington.
We have our own culture, and we love it, and we're protecting it, and we're enjoying it. And you know what else I tell everybody? I live in a little slice of heaven, and if you're really nice to me, I'll let you come and visit. Well, before we have to sign off, I want to congratulate our new business that just had a soft opening. That's Native Wings and Pizza. Now, I didn't get to go to the soft opening, but I heard that food was yummy. So I'm going to have to give that a go. And keep watching Chick-fil-A, or as my little now 5-year-old grandson calls it, Chick-a-fill. You go and you get filled, Gigi. So in our family, we call it Chick-a-fill. And if you watch, and I'm going to tantalize you, we have a jewelry store opening in our crosswords. So just pay attention and watch for that. And yes, I do know the name, but I just want you to do a little fun search. And I love meeting with all of you once a month like this. And I'm very lucky that guests say yes to me. And Tom had very short notice, but he still said yes. And I'm delighted to be part of our community and to serve our community. And we're going to welcome the newcomers, and they're going to be glad they got here. We who are Yavapai County residents are blessed beyond words, blessed beyond measure. And don't share it too much or we'll run out of space. So it's time to say goodbye to our listeners. Stay safe out there and enjoy your lives, because life is precious.
Yes. Thank you.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Augie's Restaurant, Prescott Dirt, A&E Reaper Graphics, House Chilson & Associates, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Barrett Propane, Janessa's Family Hair Care, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.